This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
A new documentary from TNT Sport follows the incredible journey of England's partially sighted football side at the 2023 IBSA World Games in Birmingham. Granted incredible behind-the-scenes access to the preparations for the tournament were former England international Michael Owen and his son James, eager to learn more about the partially sighted game. And they join me now. Thanks so much for speaking to us today, both.
Hi, great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Michael, what were your impressions of partially sighted football before you started making the film? Did you know much about the sport?
I didn't know much, no. I knew a little bit about blind football. I participated in a couple of charity things and had a go at myself. Didn't know so much about partially sighted or a lot of the other things that the FA provide, really, you know, whether that be cerebral palsy team or whatever. There's lots of different variations of the team. So I didn't know too much, but fascinated to get to learn. And obviously, in conjunction with James and the partially sighted team, went on a journey to raise the awareness, raise the profile during this documentary, and had great fun doing it. And I think it really helped James as well, you know, meeting a lot of people in the same boat as him, really. So, yeah, it was, a great thing for me as a parent to see it all unfold. And as I say, a great thing for James to participate in.
It was a real shock for me as well, because I never even heard of it before the documentary came out and reached out. So I just presumed that it was, you had blindfolds on and you played football with a bell and a ball. But obviously that's not the case. And it was actually the perfect combination of both for the type of style of football which I would be in. So it was honestly like a great experience playing with the team, and met a lot of good people, as you said, along the way, made a lot of friends.
The documentary is called Football is for Everyone, and it follows not just the journey of the England side, but also, James, your journey learning more about futsal. You're partially sighted. Can you tell us a bit about how your Stargardt's diagnosis has affected you?
Well, I got diagnosed when I was 8 years old, so obviously it was quite young. I can't remember exactly going in to getting diagnosed, but I do remember being frustrated and upset at times from being visually impaired. And obviously it negatively impacts a lot of the day-to-day activities you do in your life. But as I've grown up, I've learned to be more positive, like outlooking, and I now see the good out of every situation now. And it's part of life now. It's not like something I constantly think about anymore. I'm definitely more happy than I used to be when I was a lot younger.
And Michael, in the documentary, you talk about the concerns and the worries that you had when James was originally diagnosed with Stargardt. What has making the documentary taught you about the experience of blind and partially sighted people?
Well, it was a fascinating insight, really, from me. Of course, I have lived with it for nearly 18 years now. James has been here, but we didn't know about his condition till he was around 8 years old. But of course, he's had the condition all his life. He was born with Stargardt's disease. So we've lived with it. We know how he copes with it, the coping strategies. It was fascinating to see what other people do as well in a similar situation and how they cope with it. And it was really good, I think, for James to meet some of these people and you know, to have a conversation with them, because very difficult for him to relate or for me to relate in many ways. I don't really know what he's seen. In fact, James doesn't really know what he's seen in many ways. When someone says, well, what are you seeing? Do you see black or do you see fuzziness? Or he's like, well, don't know, because when you're seeing it every day, it's hard to know what the right thing to be seeing, or let's say what I'm seeing. So it's quite a difficult question. And it's not often that you have the conversations. And funny enough, partially sighted people don't really talk about their eyesight either. But I think it was good for James. It was certainly good for me to watch it all unfold.
And James, you talk about the fact that before making the documentary, you'd never met anyone with a visual impairment. How has making the film changed your thoughts around your own sight loss?
Yeah, well, I didn't know anyone with a visual impairment. I don't know whether that's quite an uncommon thing. Obviously, I know people with glasses, but being in the same situation I was in, I've never met anyone, and it was good, like, meeting a lot of the people who would be in a similar situation, just because it's almost a bit like comforting, I guess, in a way.
And you got to train with the England partially sighted side as part of their preparations for the IBSA World Games. How did you find the experience of futsal after playing mainstream football when you were younger?
I mean, it is different. it's different in a lot of ways because you have to control the ball with the bottom of your foot, whereas in football you more use the sides. But it's a lot, I would probably say it's more fast pace, and obviously the pitch is smaller, so you can't have like a bad touch, otherwise it'll bounce out of play.
And what are your thoughts now for people who maybe haven't experienced the game yet? Would you recommend it?
I'd say so, yeah. I definitely think it's a perfect middle ground from mainstream football, because obviously everyone when they're younger they dream to be a footballer, and I think it is the perfect combination of both, where it's not too one way to where it's unenjoyable. It's still like football. It's still like the football everyone knows and loves, but just adapted to where it's better for people who's visually impaired.
And Michael, did seeing the England partially sighted side getting ready for the World Championships remind you of some of the preparations for major tournaments in your own England career?
Yeah, I think it's important to mention that, we potentially have a, something in the back of our mind saying this is going to be a poor standard, don't really want to watch it, et cetera, et cetera. You watch, partially sighted football, you watch, Paralympics, you watch lots and lots of things, and they're absolutely incredible in terms of their skill level. In fact, I'd go as far to say you stick four Premier League players on a futsal court with a partially sighted England team, and I wouldn't like to predict who would win. I mean, they're that good. It's slightly modified to the normal game, as James says. The control technique, the tactics are very different. These are seriously talented people. So yeah, it's a very high standard. I think James was quite surprised actually when he first went to the England camp and got asked to train with them, how good they actually were. So yeah, brilliant standard. Amazing to watch their journey in the World Cup. We should be very proud of how they did. And yeah, it was just a great experience all around.
And what do you hope people can take away from this documentary after watching it?
Well, personally, I mean, we didn't do it for James's sake or anything else like that. It's great to shed light on partially sighted football. It's great to shed light on people with conditions like James has got. So yeah, I mean, hopefully it just spreads the word a little bit, gives a lot more credibility to the teams, not just the partially sighted team, but as I say, there's wheelchair football, there's all kinds of cerebral palsy, there's all kinds of different football that as I say, well, the clue's in the title, football's for everyone, that anybody can enjoy. So yeah, I think hopefully spreading the word and making it a better place for everybody in the future.
And James, what would you say to other young people like yourself who are interested in football and other sports but might be worried that their sight loss could be a barrier?
I definitely think that it's good to show everyone there's another option. If you're visually impaired, then if you were like me, I had no idea it wasn't even an option. I've never heard of it before then. So what I would wish this documentary would do is at least shed a bit of light on people who might be, well, any way that they can't play football like with everyone else, with their mates, whether that be in a wheelchair or cerebral palsy. I just want to spread awareness to where there's an option for them to be able to play the game, which they would love to do.
Well, congratulations to you both on the documentary. Football is for Everyone is on TNT Sport 1 at 11 p.m. on Tuesday, the 30th of January, and it's also streaming on Discovery Plus. Michael Owen and James Owen, thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Cheers.